So let's review. In the previous daf, the Gemara presented guidelines of how to paskin in cases where certain Tanoim disagree. Rav Mesharshia said, Lesnu lahani klali. These guidelines are not accepted. The Gemara brought two proofs to Rav Mesharshia's rejection of these rules. Our daf begins with four additional proofs for Rav Mesharshia. First, Mahaditnan, from the Mishnah later in Daf Peivav, that discusses four opinions about whether a resident of a chatzar who has left to a different city for Shabbos and did not join in the Ruvi Chatzeres with the other residents of his chatzar voids the entire Erev by his lack of participation. Rav paskins like Reb Shimon, that even if he stays in the same city, he does not void the Erev for the other people in the chatzar, even though it is Reb Yehuda who disagrees with him, and the guidelines dictate that we paskin like Reb Yehuda versus Reb Shimon. This proves that we generally did not follow these guidelines. The Gemara rejects this proof, because hecha de itmar itmar, hecha de leitmar leitmar. Where we have explicit rulings of a miram to pass like a certain opinion, we do not follow these guidelines. Where we do not have a specific ruling, we do follow these guidelines. Second, the Mishnah Daf Mem Tes discusses whether a wealthy person can establish a residence for his Tchum Shabbos by his presence alone without putting any food out. Rav paskins like Reb Yehuda that he may be ma'arv beraglav, establish a residence without food. Although Reb Meir is the one who disagrees with him, and the guidelines said that we always paskin like Reb Yehuda versus Reb Meir, Rav found it necessary to explicitly paskin like Reb Yehuda. This proves that we generally do not follow these guidelines. The Gemara answers, Dilma Rav les leila haniklali. Perhaps Rav does not agree with these guidelines, but we hold like Reb Yechanan and others who formulated these guidelines. Third, the Mishnah in Yevamos discusses the issue of a woman waiting 3 months to remarry after a previous marriage in order to establish the paternity of an eventual child. Rabbi Yossi holds, however, that she may accept erusin, get engaged only, and wait with nisuin the marriage. Rabbi Meir holds that she may not accept even erusin because of gzeira erusin atu nisuin. Rabbi Yechon passes like Rabbi Yossi, that she does not need to wait with the erusin. Although it is Reb Meir who disagrees and says that as a precaution, the Chacham said all women must wait 3 months, regardless of the situation, and the guidelines already established that we always pass on like Reb Yossi versus Reb Meir. Reb Yechonon found it necessary to explicitly pass on like Reb Yossi. Apparently, these guidelines are not binding. The Gemara answers that we might have thought to pass on like Reb Meir in this case, because Shmuel said, Halacha k'Reb Meir b'gzei reisav, we pass on like Reb Meir in gzeiras, halacha is enacted as a precautionary measure. Finally, Rabbi Yechonon paskins like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi that a kohen can subject himself to the Tumah Rabbanan of Chutz La'aretz in order to learn Torah, even if he has learning opportunities in Eretz Yisrael. Although Rabbi Yehuda is the one who disagrees and says that it is permitted only when there are no learning opportunities in Eretz Yisrael, and the guidelines already established that we always pass like Rabbi Yossi versus Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yechonon found it necessary to explicitly pass like Rabbi Yossi. Apparently, these guidelines are not binding. The Gemara answers that we might think that these guidelines apply only to a machlekes in Mishnayos, but not to a machlekes in Brises. Rashi explains that the accuracy of Brises is not as reliable as that of Mishnayos. Perhaps the names were switched and the respective opinions attributed to the wrong Tana. Therefore, Rabbi Yechonon taught that we follow these guidelines in Brises as well. The Gemara concludes by redefining Rav Mesharshia's statement. On the Mevav Mebezer read, Les nulahani klali, we do not follow these guidelines. It should read, Haniklali lav devri hakomenu. These guidelines are not universally accepted. The harav less le haniklali, for Rav does not agree with these guidelines. The Gemara continues, On daf memhei we learned a machloikis whether cheftze hefker, onerless objects, acquire a tchum Shabbos. Our Gemara discusses objects that belong to a non-Jew, and quotes two opinions. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, cheftze nachri, ein kein shvisa. Items belonging to a guy do not have a tchum Shabbos. At first the Gemara understands that according to the Rabbanan who hold that Cheftze Hefker do not have a Tchum, it would be obvious that Cheftze Nachri do not have a Tchum. Therefore, we must say that Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is teaching that according to Rabbi Yechonon ben Nuri, who holds that Cheftze Hefker have a Tchum, that is because being ownerless, they acquire their own Tchum. However, he would agree that Cheftze Nachri do not have a Tchum because they are like their owners who have no Tchum restrictions. Thus, according to Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, all agree Cheftze Nachri ein kein shvisa. However, the Gemara cites a brisa that clearly says that objects owned by a non-Jew have the tchum of the city that they are in, and if they are brought from outside the tchum, they are restricted to four amas, clearly indicating that cheftze nachri do have a tchum. Therefore, the Gemara explains that this brisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who actually holds that Chefzi Nachri do have a tchum. Like Chefzi Hefker, they acquire their own tchum. Rabbi Yehuda Mar Shmuel is teaching that according to the Rabbanan, like Chefzi Hefker, the Chefzi Nachri have no tchum. It's a chiddush. Because we might think, Gzeri Bailim de Nachri atu Bailim de Yisrael, the Chacham decreed a tchum on Chefzi Nachri because of Chefzi Yisrael. Lest people think that all objects have no tchum, which is indeed the opinion of Rabbi Chiya bar Avin Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chefzi Nachri Koinen Shvisa. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even according to the Rabbanan, Chefzi Hefker ain't Koinen Shvisa, Chefzi Nachri Koinen Shvisa. Chefzi Nachri do have a tchum because of this gzera. We are concerned that people will confuse items that have non-Jewish ownership with items that have Jewish ownership. When Rabbi initially paskened in Mechuza, like the opinion of Shmuel, he was corrected by Ravina and ultimately changed his mind. Because Shmuel v'Rabbi Yochanan, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan. We paskened like Rabbi Yochanan over Shmuel.